Space News 64, Horrid Things Happening, Part 2. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. This is Marie again. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of February 9th, 2025. This is the continuation of Space News 64, Horrid Things Happening, and I strongly suggest you see the first part before this one, if you haven't already, as this one alone may not make much sense. All the information contained in this video has been cleared for publishing, and was also made public in Teijita before, and in the last few hours, none of it will hinder the ongoing investigations. As you have seen, you can say goodbye to the idyllic New Age concept that Pleiadian civilizations live in a perfect cloud where nothing bad ever happens. Of course, those near-perfect densities where life is smooth and with no conflict do exist in the Pleiades, but in higher existential realms. But then again, so do they exist on Earth, and everywhere else as well. Continuing more or less where I left off in the last space news, there were 4 unauthorized incursions into the Teijetan planet Temma in the last few days, all of them by Alfreton Centauri spacecraft working in close coordination with the cabal that controls Earth, and which is a puppet of the Galactic Federation, I insist. The Alfreton Centauri government has issued a statement in which they declare it was not them, and that Alfrata Centauri, as a star nation, is not invading nor planning any aggression of any kind against the Teijetan people, as well as their condolences and their consternation about what is happening. They have also stated their wish to fully cooperate with the investigations around the recent events. However, space law and common sense as well, dictate that they are responsible for the actions of their people, especially when involving Alfreton military personnel, the 6 pilots, and 3 fighter craft also listed as part of their military hardware. This means that technically speaking, Alfrata Centauri did invade Teijita, and to some degree, they must be made responsible for this, even though their personnel were contracted externally by cabal members of Earth. I still don't know how this angle will finally proceed, yet the local Federation headquarters, legal division, already accepted our Teijetan complaint against Alfrata Centauri, at least for not controlling their people better, but not only. As a consequence of all this, no Alfreton spacecraft is allowed to land on any Teijetan planet or territory until further notice. The problem with this is the civilian Alfretons who constantly visit, as usual civilians are the most affected. This problem gets a lot worse with Teijita itself, as its civilian population is not used to so much military control over their movements and travels, mostly between the 4 planets of the Teijetan system. And even though the situation warrants it, as this has literally been an invasion, and not only of airspace, all Teijetan military forces around the planets are logically on high alert, and this has caused a diminishing of the civilian population's travel rights. This bothers me a lot because it's ugly to be on the other side of the fence when it comes to the loss of freedom and liberty of the civilian population, as technically I am causing that loss because I am the Teijetan queen and leader, when I am usually ranting about the loss of liberty on Earth, and how its puppet governments always use the term, for their safety, as an excuse. This time I am forced to do the same on Teijita, also for their safety, very much against what I would wish and like, only hoping this situation is very temporary, yet it is a very serious situation as this going on is clearly an act of war. For those of you which I know may think that it is time to take full military action, there are still countless other diplomatic alternatives before coming to that, as the situation is extremely complex, and I will tell you this directly, there is no one specific to shoot at, and that is part of the problem. The Alfreton Centauri High Council and government are constantly stating it was not them and that they wish to fully cooperate. They also constantly state that they understand us and that they are on our side and wish to help. They have also expressed their worry or even fear that all this may escalate against them. They may be right about this last part, because as I said in the last space news, we do see the Galactic Federation using them as some kind of scapegoat to cover their own bad actions. We now know it was not them as a government, although they are still responsible for the actions of their personnel. We know that the aggressors were and are the cabal which controls Earth and their expansionistic aspirations, but we also know that such cabal is only a puppet of the Galactic Federation, and will not do anything without their orders. The local Galactic Federation, which is the part of it that corresponds to see over this situation, has also magnanimously stated that they are not involved, and they blame the evil that is on Earth for all this mess. The Hyadean Irma have proceeded to interrogate the remaining Alfreytons and Earth military that are in custody, and as I have explained in other videos, the Irma cats are masters of the astral, and it is from there where they interrogate, and not from the side of the living with lame cruel methods. From the astral, no one escapes their cat eyes. What they have reported so far is that the remaining pilots were only contracted by Earth military, and were given an amount of $10,000 for being the pilots of their operation. If they took money, and wanted money, it can only mean that those Alfreton pilots usually descended to the surface of Earth as step-downs, or else what would they want the money for? But that also means that they, as Alfreton military pilots, usually mingle with Earth military, therefore this is also evidence of the involvement of the Alfreton Centauri in general with the cabal that controls Earth. As for the Black Operations Earth military, the Hyadean Irma have astrally interrogated the only one that remains alive. What they have found out is that their main objectives were to eliminate Xenial and Regel after finding and taking the documents they had with them. This is the primary objectives, and as a secondary objective, they were to eliminate Thoril of Tema, who also worked in intelligence for Earth decades, and was involved in many dubious interactions with Cabal government members on Earth, since the 1950s, Earth years. The Black Operations assault teams went to Thoril's house and searched it from top to bottom, but they did not find him as he was in a Tejetan equivalent of a hotel resort, using human terms and for lack of any better ones. Thoril, also known as Valiant Thor, was having a nice time by the beach with a group of his closest friends, among them Keela of Procyon, who is former Queen Alanim's spouse, and who was in Tema waiting for her to come out of her medical pod. She is scheduled to come out of her wet pod by the end of March this year. Her recovery is going well, and please remember the drastic 4.6 days to 1 time slip differential between any Pleiadian planet and Earth. That is, for every day on a Pleiadian planet, like Tema or Era, 4.6 days will pass on Earth, even though the duration of time perception on a Pleiadian planet is very much the same as on Earth. Even before this was known, both Thoril and Keela were taken under Tejetan military protection and moved off-planet to an Alcyone-class dreadnought starship that is patrolling Tema right now among many other Tejetan warships. They are both safe, well and in good spirits. The rest of the crew of the starship Sardiclea, formerly on the starship Talika, are doing well. Eridania Yelena is still Sardiclea's captain and she is doing well. Nyshera, former Queen Alanim's sister, is the highest-ranking person on board the Sardiclea, and is working for the integrity and unity of the entire group and fleet, seeing that everyone is as best as possible. She is also managing and monitoring all Tejetan step-down operations on Earth, including supply missions among others, missions that are now undertaken with very high security measures. Sirico is still working on the Sardiclea's bridge in navigation, along with Algeria, who is also there learning large starship management. Medical doctors, Sene Trey and Kara, are still functioning as such on board the Sardiclea, but are not allowed to perform anything beyond a certain threshold without informing the fleet's lead medical doctor, Ware, of the starship Alcyone, and his team. Aelir and Cassia are also doing well, and very much into their role going down to Earth for supplies as usual, although heavily escorted. DK, also known as Druid, is slowly recovering from the drastic collection of illnesses we all suffered at the end of last year. He is also doing well and slowly going back into his usual duties. And as for the two missing ones, I sadly have nothing to add as there is no news, but as soon as there is any, I will keep you informed. This is the state of things so far. As always, I wish to thank my channel sponsors. Without you, I could not make these videos. You are keeping this channel alive. Thank you so very much. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.